You're listening to the Limbic Light Podcast, a podcast dedicated to spreading information all about light, energy, and other natural therapies to enhance your health, particularly your brain, mind, and mood health. So today we have a wonderful speaker with us. It is Anadi Martel. Being a physicist and an expert in electronics, Anadi designs instruments for the use in exploration of sound and light. He also acts as a consultant in special projects for diverse organizations such as IMAX, Cirque du Soleil, and the Metropolitan Opera of New York. His sound spatialization devices have been used around the world, including by NASA. Anadi's focus is the interaction between technology and consciousness. He has researched the therapeutic properties of light, and through his 30 plus years of research, he has designed the multi-sensorial system called the Sensora. The Sensora combines audio, visual, and kinesthetic, that's vibrational touch, stimulation to produce a profound experience, which has been used as a therapeutic support in numerous clinical applications. Anadi served as the president in the International Light Association for 7 years and is highly regarded as one of the top experts in the field of light therapeutics. He recently published a book titled Light Therapies, a complete guide to the healing power of light, and it's available both in French and English. I consider this book to be one of the most thorough, up-to-date guides on light therapies. It's easy to read both for an expert and by lay people. It's a true masterpiece. So with that, it's my real pleasure to introduce you all to Anadi. Hello, Anadi.
Hello, Manisha. It's a pleasure talking with you today. All the way from Canada to down under.
That's right. It's dark over there and it's light over here. So thanks for coming on today. I have so many questions to ask you and I'm going to launch into them straight away so our listeners can get really the benefit of all your wisdom. So, Anadi, just to give our listeners a little bit of an understanding of how you came to be interested in blending light and sound technology with consciousness, can you tell us about one of your early experiences, which was a turning point, which steered you in this direction?
Well, as you mentioned, my training is as a physicist. I was at the university studying theoretical physics. And I got interested in meditation. I was reading books about Zen Buddhism and ancient masters and so on. Purely by chance, I came upon some short texts from a living master who was in India at the time. I just felt like connecting with him. So eventually I went to India and I spent a few years with him studying meditation as deeply as I could. So I was really in between those two worlds. One was scientific studies and the other one was the world of meditation. And they are two very different worlds. And I was really curious to see if there were ways to connect them. Where do they merge? And so that's pretty much where my life exploration was led to.
Fantastic. And as I understand, the current system, the Sensora system that you've developed now, is probably the culmination of your life's work in that field. And I was wondering if you could just describe to our listeners what the actual Sensora is, you know, what it looks like, what it feels like to have a session. I myself have been very fortunate to have a session at one of the conferences in Oslo, Norway. But for many of the people listening, they won't actually know what this Sensora is. So could you just describe it for us a little bit, please?
With pleasure. In many ways, the Sensora could be said to be one of the most sophisticated chromotherapy systems in the world currently. The idea is to bring you in a space of pure colors early on, I was aware of ways to do this using light goggles, small lights close to the eyes. And many forms of light therapies work with light shining in the eyes through various types of emitters. So I experimented with those, but together with my partner in this research, Mel Premo, we came to the conclusion that we preferred an approach where the person was inside a whole room, a whole space, so not just with small lights or goggles on your face, but really being surrounded in a whole room full of this color space, this light space. So we use a large screen, projection screen. We have a few versions of the system. So it's either a 2 meter or a 3 meter diameter screen. And it's arranged in front of you so that pretty much covers your whole visual field. And it's inclined at 45 degrees, the screens, and you are reclining on a comfortable chair, which also uses an array of audio transducers to create a very pleasant wave of kinesthetic sensation while you are under this field of light. The sensor is a whole room, basically. It's this special environment in which you enter. It really carries you in a different dimension in a way. That's the whole purpose of the experience, is so that in a rather short time, within, for example, 20 minutes, because you are surrounded by this very intense sensorial experience, it's very easy to be carried away through it, to kind of disconnect from your normal moment-to-moment mind busyness. And just by these pure colors and sounds, which are so intense, they have such an impact on our cerebral cortex that they naturally carry us to a different space. And everything in the sensora is finely tuned to create this very pure space. We work with pure frequencies, both in the light and in the sound, and in the chair, in the kinesthetic system. And these frequencies are selected to work together to create resonances within your system. I mean, our body and mind are constantly running different rhythms, and all of these rhythms can be entrained and contacted through sensorial stimulus. I'm thinking, for example, of brain waves, which is one of the better known biorhythm. Our brain is emitting constantly this electrical fields at low frequencies, and it's very easy to interact with this frequency either through light or through sound or through touch, also through any sense. So, and there are many other biorhythms with which you can interact, the heartbeats, the breathing, and there are some even slower, much slower rhythm that can take up to a minute to unfold. You have rhythms within your digestive system. You have the Mayer waves propagating through your body. So our organism is full of these rhythms working constantly. And through this tool, the sensora, with finely tuned frequencies of lights and sound, the purpose is to interact with those biorhythms to bring you towards a certain space. And we have different types of sessions using different frequencies and colors to connect with different aspects. For example, we have sessions which are deeply relaxing, which will really, in a short time, bring you to a profoundly relaxed state, which is very good for people who cannot relax or suffer from insomnia, or we have anxiety and stress and so on. Then using different sets of colors and frequencies, you can go the opposite way. You can, on the contrary, stimulate, energize your system. So for people who are depressed or lacking energy, they will need something to stimulate them rather than something to relax them. So we can go in this very different direction. People who are neither either extreme, then we have sessions just to balance and harmonize.
That's absolutely fantastic. And I recall that there is also a method of working out through a color test that you sometimes put the individuals through before they have a session to assess actually which colors are most beneficial for them or which session might be appropriate for them. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Sure. It's a beautiful technique developed by an ILA colleague of ours, Pierre Van Obergen. He was from Belgium. It's a very simple way to assess which colors are the ones that you need most at a given moment when you do the test. So just within a few minutes through selecting colors, through his technique, you can develop a quite accurate and sophisticated profile of your chromatic needs. You can do a whole analysis through this technique. You use Pierre's full training. The beauty is that in this, you don't need to have this knowledge because the system, through this profile that's being generated by the test, can automatically generate a sequence of colors and frequencies to balance you. The system will give you what you need most at this moment. So that's another way to use the Sensora, which is very, very beautiful.
So it's a really highly sophisticated, very well-developed system that I think few people would realize the extent of work and pre-thought that you've put into this invention. However, I think that when people actually experience the session, they'll feel the benefits, and it's truly remarkable what you've done with the whole system.
Well, it's really a long-term thing. We've been working on this for over 30 years now, so it is indeed a kind of a life's work. Well, being the way I am, I just constantly keep on refining it and creating new aspects and new techniques. So it's kind of, I just cannot prevent myself from continuously improving it. And it's still ongoing as we speak. Took advantage of the pandemic to a few months with less disturbances to work on a new, quite fascinating technique.
I can't wait to hear about that. And of course, one of my questions was to ask you about some of the tweaks in the design that you've done over the years. And it's obvious that you also, one of the things I know that you've introduced into your system is the use of gamma frequencies, which I'll be speaking to you about shortly for the second part of this interview, how it can affect the brain. So yes, you have really put new introductions of different technologies in there all the way. It's quite incredible. Anadi, can you share with us one of the more startling or revealing discoveries or experiences that you've seen using the Sensora with somebody you know or with yourself?
Well, there are so many possible examples. The thing with the Sensora is that it's extremely personal. Everybody will have a different reaction or connection with. When somebody is ready for that type of intervention, it can trigger very deep experiences just because the person is actually on the verge and he or she only needs the right stimulus to create the connection. The whole space of the Sensora, this very exquisite environment of light and sounds, puts you in a way in some kind of dreamlike state where the border between the conscious and the unconscious becomes very fluid and starts to disappear. So things that can be hidden in the unconscious, old memories and traumas or so on, can emerge spontaneously during the experience. And this is something that we often see where people will remember things that they have completely forgotten from childhood or something like that. I remember one public session. It was a session I was doing with Jacob Lieberman in Hawaii, and we were doing a projection of the Sensora session on a screen, and the room was full of attendees. And somebody at the very back of the room had a profound experience. She had memories coming from early childhood that she had completely forgotten about. And it really, for her, it was a turning point. It answered many questions. And so just a simple fact to be even far away looking at this circular screen, we use a special circular screen project, triggered something in her. So it's just an example of what this type of light can do. On a more practical side, like we have often seen people who have been using it for chronic pain, to alleviate chronic pain. For example, we had somebody, a woman who had breast cancer, and she was in the late stages, and she had to take extremely powerful medication to control the pain. And these medications, of course, have plenty of side effects. So she was feeling quite, her mind was feeling quite confused, and she was sleepy and so on because of the powerful pain drugs. Using the Sensora, she was able to reduce greatly the amount of drugs that were needed just through the effects of the colors and appropriate frequencies. And so it really transformed her end of life because she was able to have a much more clear mind, not so much clouded by this heavy medication. So it's another example of what we're seeing.
It's so wonderful. I'm really looking forward to the day when people will realize that light is actually a form of medicine and come to realize some of the potential potency that, you know, what it can actually do for us. Not many people would realize that there's actually that possibility to help with chronic pain. And so talking about medicine and using light for medicine, I know that you have applied the Sensora for different types of conditions, particularly psychologically related conditions. In your experience, what are the real top conditions or disorders that you've had feedback that it works particularly well for?
You mean light therapy in general?
Yes. For example, well, you've mentioned anxiety and depression, and I know that you've also used a smaller version of it for children with ADDH. What conditions is it particularly well suited for?
Well, light is such a universal phenomenon. The whole life on the planet depends on light. All energy on the planet, nearly all energy, comes from sunlight. So it's perfectly natural that light will have an extremely profound impact on all aspects of our life. This is what can be a little confusing for people, because you see light being applied in so many different ways that you stop wondering. It can easily get confusing when you look at all the different applications of light. It's also important to understand that there are so many different techniques and modalities to use light, and they each concern very different aspects of our being. Some are really meant to work purely at the physical level, at the cellular level. Some are meant to work more with the visual system, to work with our hormonal balance. And some are meant to work with our mind, with our awareness and consciousness. So all these different layers of our being can be touched by light. But each of these different layers requires different modalities. And this is why you have so many techniques around the world. Some of them are now becoming part of mainstream medicine. You have a whole field of light medicine, which is very scientifically sound and basis. Thousands of researchers working on it as we speak. For example, the whole chronobiology aspect of light, how blue light interacts with our circadian clock and so on. And it has very deep consequences on our whole system. So that's one area with very intensive research being done by scientists all around the world. And it leads to treatments for SAD and depression and so on. Bright light therapy, which nearly everybody has heard of by now. I mean, of course, I can go on talking about this for the whole day. Cut me off if you have specific questions.
I am totally with you on that. However, I'm going to ask you a specific question about consciousness, because it's an area which, well, it fascinates me, and I know it's one of your focus areas. So I know a little bit about your earlier years in India, that you followed a spiritual teacher for many years, and that you have a deep affinity for delving into the spirit and the consciousness realm. So I wanted to ask you, what would you describe an ideal state of being, or a state of being in an uplifted higher consciousness state of being? How would you describe that? That's an unusual question, isn't it? But I want to see how you go on that.
Well, that's what meditation will bring you towards. It's simply a state where the mind can be at rest, where thoughts can stop being your master, where you're not anymore slave to thoughts, as most of us are in our normal life. And you kind of can take a stand, kind of take a higher point of view, where you're detached from thoughts, where you start to realize that you are not thinking, you are not the body, you are not the object, but you are the witness who is present to all these realities, these external realities. This is the deepest mystery in existence. It is endless mystery, and nobody has ever understood it. It's for each of us to dive into this mystery and explore it, because it's the very source of our being. And what I'm always amazed to realize that we see the external world, we see, I studied in astrophysics, so I've always been fascinated by the outer space and billions of galaxies and infinite space. It's so enormous, the space around us, it's barely imaginable. And what I've come to realize is that if you look inwards, you actually have a space which is as vast as this incredible space outside. And you can dive in it forever, and it is endless. So we have this universe to explore inside, really the source of our being. Most of us manage to spend our life without ever barely touching it or feeling it, except in very rare moments. In every life, there are these rare moments where you really suddenly are brought by some special event or catastrophe or just spontaneous awakening. You will have glimpses that there is some deeper reality that's constantly there and with which we're not in touch. Well, so that's, to me, that's the whole purpose of meditation, to try to systematically explore that inner dimension.
That's a beautiful description, Anadi. Thank you. And my next question is, how do you think that the Sensora healing system that you have devised, created, can help people come closer or achieve some of this higher state of being or higher state of consciousness?
Well, it's all about using the doors of perception, our senses. All that we know comes from perception, from our senses. We create reality from what we see through our senses. So they are major doors towards consciousness. So they can be used if you provide them with the right sort of signals or energies. They can be used to bring you in different directions. Normally, we have the whole world of TV and cinema and books and magazines, which is all meant mostly to activate our mind. But you can use similar doors to bring you in a different dimension, to bring you towards silence, to bring you towards harmony and a kind of rebalancing of your energies, which can be a normal life, a little chaotic or stressed and so on. So it's all a matter of what type of signals. Everybody uses the same light and sound is the same for everybody. But when you start to work with vibrational medicine, you realize the power of vibrational information, frequencies. And so that's a whole other field, the whole field of energy medicine, of vibrational medicine. I was just talking a minute ago about light medicine, which is now becoming part of mainstream medicine. And I was coming to this point that there is a whole other aspect of light medicine, which is not part yet of mainstream medicine at all. And it's the part that is closely connected to energy medicine or to consciousness. And of course, these things are very difficult for mainstream science or medicine to handle. Energy and consciousness are things that are very difficult to study with the regular techniques of reductionism. But it's a whole field that is perfect to be explored with light, because light, of course, is the purest form of energy to which we have access. Light is pure energy. Its photons have no mass. They are pure energy waves, and so you can manipulate light in ways that were never possible previously. In the past 20 years, we've developed technologies to control light in wonderful ways which were never possible before. So it opens up all kinds of new possibilities. This is why I'm very confident that the whole field of light therapy as a tremendous future. We're only starting to scratch the surface of what can be done with all these different modalities.
Absolutely. And you touched on the whole idea of where my ears pricked up was where you were talking about having changes in consciousness and being able to measure or assess and see how much light can actually affect our consciousness and our mind. It's been one of my issues is finding a good method to assess or test and see really how much these light systems can have an effect on our consciousness. But really, to my knowledge, there's not a great deal of data that you can collect to really validate that there's changes going on. Do you have any comments on that, on how you could actually measure changes, uplifting changes in the consciousness in a research method?
Well, it's a very difficult question that we're all facing those who work in this field. If you try to scientifically evaluate changes at subtle energy level or in consciousness, how do you go about doing that? And there is indeed no simple solution. There are various techniques that you know about, like heart rate variability, Kirlian photography, GDV. There are other techniques to measure electric fields and techniques to measure tiny vibrations, tremors in the body. Of course, you have EEGs, ECGs, but these are all outer reflections in the body. And you never really get to the core, to the source of these transformations. And there's no way around it.
Yes, I agree.
You have to go by the results.
It's a dilemma. So yeah, you're measuring exactly the results, the demonstrated effects. However, I am hopeful that one day we will develop our systems of medicine and diagnostics so that we can actually measure consciousness. I'm hopeful.
We actually had a study made just a few months ago with the Sensora in France on chronic pain in a hospital setting. And the results were quite impressive, but they didn't use any physical readings. They just used questionnaires, so self-assessment.
So that's quite a good way to measure, using self-assessment questionnaires.
Well, if you're trying to measure subjective questions, like how much pain you feel, the best way is the subjective way, because that's the perception that matters in such cases.
And there's been a study with the Sensora on that for chronic pain?
It's more a case study than a clinical study, because it was with 10 subjects over a few months, 10 or 11 sessions each, and they could document a very substantial decrease in perceived pain, like by two-thirds
after each session.
On average. Yeah.
And was that sustained for what sort of period of time after the session?
That hasn't been documented enough, unfortunately, because they were seeing them once every week or 2 weeks. And what we've seen, like the person I was mentioning who had cancer, it looked like the effects of the light sessions lasted 3-4 days on that kind of acute issue. So normally you would need like 2 sessions a week, really, for this kind of acute thing. But in this case, these were people who had chronic symptoms and not necessarily so acute, so they were seeing them once a week. Their pain was definitely coming back after 1 or 2 weeks. So there was not necessarily long-term effects, but there are short-term effects for sure.
I think anything that would offer relief in a situation like that and not needing to take drugs would be amazing. And if you know that it lasts 3 or 4 days, then you know you could do that, people coming in twice a week.
Yeah,
that's awesome. If you've got a link to that study, I don't know if there's anything written up about it, but I could actually include that in the show notes.
I haven't posted it yet, but I should do it.
So Anadi, can you tell us about anything natural, actually not technological, that people could do that could induce a similar state of upliftment of mind, such as which happens with the Sensora? You did touch on meditation, but I just wondered if you could answer that.
Well, I mean, there can be such simple things like just in the nighttime, just in a quiet space, take a candle and look at it, really look at it for 10, 15 minutes. put your whole presence, looking at the candle, the pure light, just that can be a tremendous experience. But of course, colors are really food for our nervous system. It's really it's pure nutrition for the brain, colors. And the purer a color is, the more potent it is. And this is why there are techniques working with monochromatic light, the purest form of light, when it's reduced to a very tiny bandwidth. And these monochromatic colors are the ones that fascinate us most, that are most attractive. And you see them, for example, in the peacock feathers or insects, some scarabs sometimes have these tremendous reflections, or hummingbirds and so on. So you can look for these magical colors in nature around you. And this is also, to me, whenever I see a flash of monochromatic color, I'm always transported to enables me to have a little glimpse, a little touch of that world of pure frequencies, of pure forms, what Plato was referring to when he was talking about the world of pure ideas. It's always there, just nearby. We only have to open our mind to connect with it. Colors are one wonderful natural way to do that. So I would say just try to find and work and enjoy colors as pure as you can find. And it can be through colored glass, it can be through gels, it can be through sources of light. LEDs can be used to create beautiful, pure colors. So that's maybe another pathway.
That's wonderful. So, Anadi, would you like to tell us a little bit about any new developments that you're currently working on? I don't know if you want to divulge your secrets already. You mentioned a bit earlier that you're working on something new, but maybe you could just tell us some of your new evolving projects.
Yeah, the what I'm working on currently actually is not related to light. It's related to brainwaves. And early on with the Sensora, we realized that light, of course, is a very powerful stimuli, but it becomes even more powerful if you combine it with other senses, with sound, naturally, and as I mentioned, with kinesthetic sensation, sensation on the body and the skin. So early on, we tried to create a multi-sensorial approach. It's not only light, it's light, sound, and kinesthetic transduction. So it's one of the three aspects that I've been exploring over the years is this kinesthetic transduction technique. So I've created instruments which can create movements of kinesthetic vibration across your body in different patterns. And this is where, again, the whole aspect of frequency comes in, because you can have, of course, different frequencies being brought in the sensation itself. It works with low frequencies between 20 and 100 hertz, roughly. But also, if you create patterns, for example, a circular movement around your body, or a balancing movement from left to right at a certain frequency, again, there you will have a powerful impact on your whole nervous system. For example, when you shift perception from one side of the body to the other, you connect with the whole field of brain laterality, which is extremely important and powerful. And there are many, many techniques, healing techniques, based on brain laterality and exploiting this connection between the two brain hemispheres. So you can apply that, of course, to light. There's a whole technique of lateral light therapy, which uses different colors on each each part of the visual field. And I just realized that you can also do it with kinesthetic transduction. For example, if you have a vibration that's slowly shifting from between the left and right sides, of course, you'll have the whole brain regions that are connected to this skin sensation that will be shifting in your brain as well. So you are stimulating inter-hemispherical connection by these slow rhythms that will shift from one side of the body to the other. And so that's one aspect I've been working with. And recently I realized that you could potentially use that technique as another form of brainwave entrainment.
So are you looking at developing a pad that goes under the body or that's in a chair with transducers that release this vibration like a massage chair? Is that?
Yes. Well, that's what we have in the Sensora, is this chair which has an array of 8 sound transducers. So I've been working more on the signal processing of what is being fed to this array of transducers.
And are you thinking of maybe marketing or selling the chair as a standalone system without necessarily the light? Or?
Oh, sure, it is available as a standalone system. The problem is that it's a very expensive technique. That's why it's pretty much out of reach for most people. And just the transducers are expensive. I like to work with, as I mentioned, lots of them, 8 of them. So the chair exists, absolutely, and we use it constantly, but it's I've never managed to find a way to make it inexpensive enough to spread it. And that's always the issue, actually, with these new techniques, because each Sensora that I build is basically a unique hand-built instrument, so they are expensive because of that. If they were mass-produced, it would be a different story. Mm. But that's another thing I'm working on now. I've created a little light globe that will be mass produced and that I'm hoping will be available by the end of the year. So that's another thing I'm working on.
Is that similar to your Sensora, which we haven't actually mentioned, but I did want to mention that Anadi has made a very beautiful, it's a sensor sphere, a beautiful globe light. It's like a ball that emits the same types of frequencies and colors, which is absolutely exquisite to have in a home or clinic environment. The new light that you're talking about, is that a very small version of the sensor sphere?
That's exactly it. It's a miniature sensor sphere that you can hold in the palm of your hand. It's about 4 inches in diameter.
And that would be very affordable, I imagine.
That's the whole point. I'm trying to make it as simple and affordable as possible. And so hopefully it will be, I don't know, we're aiming for maybe $150, something like this.
Oh, that makes it fantastic, so that nearly everyone who's interested could get one of those into their home, which I highly, highly recommend. They're trance-like. You just sit in front of one of those for a few minutes and will calm your brain and mind very quickly. I can attest for that.
Right, and again, that's because of the low frequencies that are embedded in the light. That's really what's special about the technique that I've developed, that I call light modulation, is the use of low frequency oscillators to embed low frequencies within the light, both within the light intensity and within also the color of the light. So I modulate each of these with these oscillators. And over the year, I've refined the technique. Now I use, actually in the Sensora, there are 60 oscillators running together to create the light patterns.
The good thing is that people actually don't even need to know about the amazing technology and pre-thought and genius invention that's gone into these inventions. They just have to sit in front of one and get the benefits, and they'll definitely feel it all. It's really quite remarkable. So Anadi, on that note, if someone was interested in knowing more about the Sensora system, maybe experiencing a session with that or even purchasing one, or also having a look to purchase one of your sensor spheres, where do they go? What's your website details? How do people go about doing that?
Well, it's quite straightforward. It's sensora.com.
Excellent. I'll put that on the show notes for everyone.
Right. So the Sensora is really meant for therapists, professionals. It's quite out of reach to regular consumers. And this is why I created the Sensosphere, which is kind of a smaller version integrating the same technology. And these are much more affordable, and they're really meant to put in the home. And eventually we'll have the even smaller version, which will be called Sensolite. I'm hoping by the end of the year it'll be available. there's another website specifically for my book, which you mentioned also.
Yes.
And that's it's light-therapies.com.
And please, if anyone is interested in light therapies, it's the one book that I would recommend to have on your shelf. It is so thorough. It's very up to date, very easy to read. So I do highly recommend Anadi's book. And that's also available from other sources, Amazon and other bookstores. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's available pretty much on most online sellers, Amazon and others.
Wonderful. Oh, Anadi, I'm so thankful that you've spoken to us today about your experiences, your wisdom, your creations, your gifts for humanity. It's really a life's work, and I feel very blessed that we have you, not only on this podcast, of course, but with all your work. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Manisha.
And we are going to continue the conversation on another topic. Well, it just flows on basically from the work that Anadi is doing, and that will be using gamma frequencies for the brain. So I really encourage everyone, if you've enjoyed this interview, tune into the part two and you will get a whole lot more great information. So thanks again,
gamma
Anadi.
Gamma waves are really something very fascinating indeed.
Indeed, indeed. So thank you again, Anadi, and we shall tune in again with you very shortly.
Bye.
Bye for now. I'm Manisha Blunchley. You've been listening to Limbic Light Podcast. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed the show, please consider subscribing so that you can be informed whenever there's a new episode being released and what it is about. Thank you and stay well.